I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Ukraine, pro-Russian separatists are still trying to retake the Donetsk airport. At least 10 people were killed this week alone, despite a ceasefire announced early September. Mission Eurasia, formerly Russian Ministries, says people who fled fighting this spring desperately need your help. Mission Eurasia is helping Ukrainian churches hand out winter supplies and the hope of Christ.
The church brings spiritual, emotional relief. They bring the word of encouragement. We call it a word of hope. The church fills that gap that the government cannot do, even materially.
You can support their efforts at our website. And last week, MNN's Katie Harth paid a visit to the 2014 Missio Nexus Leadership Conference in Atlanta, Georgia. Emergent themes were globalization and urbanization. Partnerships also came about as a result of the conference. Katie caught up with Jim Ramsey of the Mission Society to get his perspective on the takeaway.
For our final wrap-up, I caught up with Jim Ramsey of the Mission Society. He was at the conference with four other co-workers.
Everyone's heads are spinning right now, I think, and we see this, we see the opportunity, we see what God's doing. We're willing, but how does that translate into actual change? Our current structures, our current mentality simply is not going to be sufficient to move us into the world God has out there now.
As the Mission Society team and the other groups who attended the conference go back and they process what they've learned, they're going to need your prayers.
The prayer for us as mission leaders is first the willingness to question assumptions, question ways of doing things, to say, how do we engage this?
Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address, and you'll have up-to-date missions news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.